परम पूज्य भक्ति आलोक परमदत्ति स्वामी की प्रभुपाद की श्रीधर महाराज की जय। गीता प्लीज इंग्लिश यूरी प्लीज हेल्प मी कम any second thought
did you something
second thought any third fourth what you like yes awesome come here this will be nice please come this way
I have to be it's not my position is
keep it here
in the cellar
yes yeah, we will
yes
keep it there. Yes, we are.
From the second canto.
Yeah. Right now. तस्मिन् श्री गुरु हे कृष्ण कर्णा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांची गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानसिते देवी प्रणामि हरि प्रिय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे वांछा कर्तु कृपा सिंधु पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
maybe in this direction I must always take
it yes.
Second canto, second chapter. Was being fixed? One must render service unto the Supersoul, situated in one's own heart, by his omnipotency, because he is the Almighty Personality of Godhead, eternal and unlimited. He is the ultimate goal of life, and by worshipping him, one can end the cause of the conditioned state of existence. Thus being fixed, one must render service unto the Supersoul situated in one's own heart by his omnipotency, because he is the Almighty Personality of Godhead, eternal and unlimited. He is the ultimate goal of life, and by worshipping him, one can end the cause and of the conditioned state of existence.
Purport?
As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the all-pervading, omnipresent Supersoul. Therefore, one who is a yogi can worship only him, because he is the substance and not illusion. Every living creature is engaging in the service of something else. A living being constitutional position is to render service, but in the atmosphere of Maya or illusion, or the conditional state of existence, the conditional soul seeks the service of illusion. A conditional soul works on the service of his temporary body, bodily relatives like the wife and children, and the necessary paraphernalia for maintaining the body and bodily relations, such as the house, land, wealth, society, and country. But he does not know that all such rendering of service are totally illusory. As we have discussed many times before, this material world is itself an illusion, like the mirage in the desert. In the desert there is an illusion of water, and the foolish animals become entrapped by such an illusion and run after water in the desert. Although there is no water at all. But because there is no water in the desert, one does not conclude that there is no water at all. The intelligent person knows well that there is certainly water. Water in the seas and oceans. But such reservoirs of water are far, far away from the desert. One should therefore search for water in the vicinity of seas and oceans and not in the desert. Every one of us is searching after real happiness in life, namely eternal life, eternal or unlimited knowledge, and unending blissful life. But foolish people who have no knowledge of the substance search after the reality of life in the illusion. This material body does not endure eternally, and everything in relation with this temporary body, such as the wife, children, society, and country, also change along with the change of body. This is called samsara, or repetition of birth, death, old age, and disease. We would like to find a solution for all these problems of life, but we don't know the way. Herein, it is suggested that anyone who wants to make an end to these miseries of life, namely repetition of birth, death, disease, and old age, must take to this process of worshipping the Supreme Lord, and not others, as it is also ultimately suggested in the Bhagavad Gita. If we at all want to end the course of our conditioned life, we must take the worship of Lord Sri Krishna, who is present in everyone's heart by his natural affection for all living beings.
Natural
affection.
Affection. Means love.
Yes.
You see, natural affection. Affection is natural. This is natural because soul and supersoul, relation with the soul and supersoul. So this is natural.
We must take to the worship of Lord Sri Krishna, who is present in everyone's heart by his natural affection for all living beings, who are actually the parts and parcels of the Lord. The baby...
Part and parcel of the Lord. So this is the natural. Soul and super soul is part and parcel. Soul is part and parcel of the Lord. We forget ourselves that we are part and parcel of the God, Krishna. So this is unnatural. We forget ourselves, that is unnatural. That is suffering. That is soul conditional. We become conditional. We are taking birth and death, and we are in a desert, searching for water, but there is no water in this material desert. We are not seeing the ocean. Ocean, we can get the water only in ocean, whereas the color of ocean is blue. There is a wave in the ocean, because the wave is coming from ocean and going to the ocean, because that wave is Alladini, Mane, and the Krishna is blue and ocean is blue. You see, we don't find out the ocean in ocean. We are searching in this desert. So we are coming and going. This is unnatural. Our nature is Jivare Sarup Poya Nitya Krishnadas. Our nature is like this. We are natural, connected, but we forget. And we are traveling outside. And we forget our home. And we are searching and finding in this material world. And everybody is doing unnatural work. They are working so hard to achieve something, but after that is only illusion, like running in desert for the water. But what is natural? Our relation is natural with the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. Because we are soul, and our existence is only natural to affection to the Super Soul. This is our nature.
The baby in the lap of his mother is naturally attached to the mother.
You see, one baby in the lap of mother, why he is attached? Because there is a love. He don't know more than mother. He knows only the milk of mother and the mother. He only recognizes mother, not to his father even. Only desire to see mother, and when she don't see mother, then she start crying. This is the real nature of soul. But you see the baby, what happened? When he started eating outside, then she forget mother, and she's looking out around the things, material things. Mother also thinks that if I engage my baby, then I can work more. So he gives some toys to play. He brings cycle, toys to play. And baby engages in this playing. In the toys and in chocolates and toffees and these things. He's busy. But when he becomes tired from this playing, again he start crying. Oh, my mommy. Then what mommy comes running. Mommy comes and he catch, oh my baby, why you are crying? I am only for you. Because the nature of baby to go in the lap of mother. And mother also wants that he wants to play with baby. The both nature is like this. Mother also wants to play with baby, and baby also wants to play with mother. Because they have relation and loving relation. Only for the few minutes we forget ourselves because of toys. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Yeah. The baby in the lap of his mother is naturally attached to the mother.
Naturally attached. Naturally. This is nature of baby.
The mother is attached
soul
to the
soul. Nature is to naturally attached to the super soul. This is the nature. This is not unnatural. Unnatural is this. Baby is playing with the toys. That is unnatural. This is unnatural. He forget his mummy because he is toffee. He is eating chewing gum and toffee. That is his unnatural. But what is natural? To drink, feeding from the breast of mother, playing with mother, and loving to mother. Only she knows only mother. She has no idea of any material thing. Mother want to engage his baby in this, in toffee and chewing gum and these things, to become free from that baby for some hours, to cook something or something prepared for himself. But the nature of the baby or nature of the mother, only mother also. Mother don't want to give baby to anyone. You see some mother wants to throw his baby? No. He loves his baby. He wants to care for him. He can do anything for his baby. This is mother. And baby also cry for mother. This is his nature.
But when the child grows up and becomes overwhelmed by circumstances, he gradually becomes detached from the mother. Also, the mother always expects towards the child, even for the child is thoughtful.
Yeah.
Like you said. Similarly, because we are all part and parcel of the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord is always affectionate to us, and He always tries to get us back home, back to Godhead. But we, the conditioned soul, do not care for Him and run instead after the illusionary bodily connections. We must therefore extricate ourselves from all illusionary connections of the world and seek reunion with the Lord, trying to render service unto Him, because He is the ultimate truth. Actually, we are hankering after Him as the child seeks for the mother. And to search out the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we need to not to go anywhere else, because the Lord is within our hearts. This does not suggest, however,
our heart, not outside. Every time He is with us, like Gurudev, how Guru is with us, similarly, God is also with us. He's not far. He's not unnatural thing. This is not difficult thing. What we are doing, what we want to play in this material world, that is difficult for us. Because we don't know how to play. But we know how to drink the milk from mother. This is our nature. Every baby knows. That's natural. Easy to love, to mother, but easy to play in the cycle. Mother is teaching. You play like this. You play this computer like this. And then we try, but this is difficult for me. But the taking milk from the breast of mother is not difficult. You see? This is natural. Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe Radhe Radhe
more? Actually, because the Lord is within our heart, and to search out the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we need not to go anywhere else, because the Lord is within our heart.
We don't need to go anywhere else. Only to cry. What baby do? When he wants to call mother, she start crying. She don't run. She is only start crying. Mother runs to catch baby. You see? Only we have to cry. We have to chant. Mother will come and say, why you are remembering me? Why you are crying for me? We don't need to go anywhere. We have to cry like baby. Mother will come. He will embrace. He will say, you need milk? I am giving you milk. Here is the milk. What you want? I can give you anything what you like. Because baby don't know where is my mother. He is in kitchen, he don't know the way, he don't know how to walk. He is lying on the bed or he can move like a four.
Crow.
He said he can crawl. He don't know how to go down on his. Don't know how to take steps. No idea. Innocent. Baby is baby. Mother will come to listen his baby because my baby is crying. Is agree or not? Right? If you don't believe, you watch some mother and some baby. Then you will understand. Krishna is also like this. Here, Bhagavat is telling.
Yeah. This does not suggest forever that we should not go to the places of worship, namely the temples, churches and mosques. Such holy places of worship are also occupied by the Lord, because the Lord is omnipresent. For the common man, these holy places are centers of learning about the signs of God.
This is the place of learning. Signs of God. What you are. How you can reach to your mother, to your Lord, to your dear Krishna. is the place of science to learn. What is the science to reach there? See? Yeah, right? Jai Chitta Guru Ki.
When the temples are devoid of activities, the people in general become uninterested in such places. And consequently, the mass of people gradually become godless. And the godless civilization is the result. Such a hellish civilization artificially increases the conditions of life, and existence becomes intolerable for everyone.
You see, if some baby is motherless, what is condition? Suffering. If we are godless, soul is suffering. Like one motherless baby, suffering. One godless person is also, soul is suffering. You see. So how, if I am suffering, how I will become peaceful? How I will become happy if I am suffering? We don't know, but we are suffering like a motherless baby. If I have no mother, I am baby, I am suffering. Nobody will care like mother. So godless baby, like godless soul is suffering without mother. And when I am suffering, I cannot become happy. If I am not getting love from mother, how I will give love to others? Impossible. So I need love from mother. I need love from God. I need love to God, to the Krishna. You see? Radhe,
Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
More? Or okay.
Little, here, little. The foolish leaders of a godless civilization.
Foolish?
Foolish.
Leader?
Yes. The foolish leaders of a godless civilization.
Godless civilization. Motherless civilization. There are many foolish also in this world. They are motherless. Their civilization is separate. But some babies is with mother. Their civilization is separate. There are two types of babies. One baby is with mother. You feel their civilization. And you see one baby is without mother, and you see that group of civilization. The both group is separate.
Are you mad? I don't understand.
There are two types of civilization. One is mother with mother, baby with mother. You see the baby, she is full of love, because she get the love of mother. And one, you see the civilization of the baby who is motherless. And you see the 10, 20, that type of baby, you will see they are suffering. They have separate civilization. They are motherless civilization. They have no love. They are very cruel. They have no heart. Because they not get the love from mother. And they have no exchange of love with mother. And so motherless baby civilization is separate, and with mother civilization is separate. Mother with mother. Baby civilization is separate, and motherless baby civilization is separate. Agree or not? Mm-hmm. Similarly, somebody is godless, their civilization is separate. Somebody is with God, with Krishna, his civilization is separate. You see?
That is the rest, man. The foolish leaders of a godless civilization try to devise various plans to bring about peace and prosperity in the godless world under a patent trademark of materialism.
Yes. Their trademark is materialism. But they are motherless, godless. And one is with mother, baby civilization, with God civilization. There are two categories. Both are separate civilization. You can take difference, you can watch difference. And now we have to decide what civilization is the best.
And because such attempts are illusory only, the people elect incompetent, blind leaders.
They are blind. Leaders are also blind, and they are also because they don't have idea for no vision to see that, because they never get the love of mother, motherless baby. How they will know about the feeling of mother? What is the relation of mother with baby? How mother cares to baby?
The people elect incompetent blind leaders one after another, who are incapable of offering solutions. If we want to at all to end this anomaly of godless civilization, we must follow the principles of revealed scriptures like the Srimad Bhagavatam and follow the instructions of a person like Sri Shukadev Goswami, who has no attraction for material gain.
Yeah. You see, Sukhdev Goswami, they are Mahajans. They are not motherless. All acharyas is connected. They are naturally attached with the Supra Soul. They are exchanging love in between soul and Supra Soul. And what they are getting love, they are distributing to the earth all souls. One Gurudeva, he is giving so much love to all his disciples. From where he is getting this love? From where? What is the source of that love? One person is distributing so much people and everybody is satisfied. Why? And why we are not doing? And why he is doing? Because he is so much attached with his mother or his with Supreme, that all flowing of love coming to him, and he is showing this to everyone. And we are not attached. You see? Radhe Radhe Govinda
Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe
Radhe
Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe
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 Any question? Radhe, Radhe,
Govinda,
Govinda,
Radhe,
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 Govinda,
Govinda, Radhe.
I, where I read, I feel everywhere is the words of attachment and love. Where I read, from which slok I read, I feel only this. What to do? From Gita, from Bhagavad, anywhere I read, I feel like this. You see, in this Bhagavad, this sloka is very clear. Radhe Radhe
Govinda Govinda Radhe
Radhe
Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Yeah, thank you. No question? No question.
Jai
Bhakti Alok Paramadati Swami Gurudev Ki
Jai
Ki Jai
Jai
Vrindavan Chandra Ki
Jai
Chitta Guru Ki Jai.